The Gemara in Baba Basra, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, 74a, has a famous maisa with a tour guide who happens to be an Arab, it appears from the Gemara, and he showed Rabba Bar Bar Chana. He took him on a tour of the Maisi HaMidbar, the Jews who died the 40 years were in the sin of the Chayt of the Meraglim. They were destined to die over the next 40 years. And he took a tour. So when he came back, so his Chaverim, his Chavrusas in the Beis HaMedrash said, so what's the story? Who do we paskin like? Who's right? Beis Hillel by Shammai, whether we should have 6 strings or 8 strings on each corner. A famous dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So he said he forgot he didn't look. And they didn't have kind words for him. Why are they telling him to look for? It must be that if you find archaeological evidence that proves a machlokas, we could use it. So Rav Soloveitchik used to always, who denied this principle, he used to always say, I think there's a Zohar or there's some Mefarshim that say the Arab merchant was actually Eliyahu HaNavi. It's only because Eliyahu HaNavi was able to give him a Sorah on it. However difficult, but that's the simple reading of the Gemara, is that archaeological evidence is acceptable. Another raya Rav Shechter brings is in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, 5a. A Gemara with Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer was in Rome, and he actually saw the sits that the Kohen Gadol wears on his forehead. And Rabbi Elezer gave testimony that the words Kodesh LaShem, well, everyone agrees Kodesh LaShem is inscribed, but he gave testimony that Kodesh LaShem was inscribed on only one line, Kodesh LaShem. That being said, the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, says, L'chatchila, he thinks it should be written on 2 separate lines. L'Hashem on the upper line, Kodesh on the lower line. But even the Rambam agrees that B'di'evid, if it was written on one line, it's good. Why does he hold B'di'evid it's good if it's on one line? Because the Kesef Mishnah says, because B'di'evid, he relied on the testimony of Rabbi Elezer. Why didn't he l'chatchila rely on? So I want to bring a raya from what we see. We rely on archaeological evidence. So why didn't he say two? So that gets into what's considered valid archaeological evidence. In other words, all we know is Rebbe Elezer saw one Kohen Gadol sits. How do we know about you have to have a certain amount of things you see to have a good proof. So whatever the debates in the world of archaeologically is, in whether it's good archaeological evidence, so that depends on how many you have to see. So therefore, we see that maybe he didn't hold there was enough to paskin. Maybe he thought Alpi Halacha 2 is better, but at least B'di'evid you could rely on. So we see another raya that the Rambam's relying that even if you wrote Kodesh LaShem, we see that in the first Gemara it's more theoretical. Like, that's what it's mashma, they would have, you know, they would have changed. Maybe they went to, maybe they just wanted to know. But it's mashma, at least that they accepted archaeological evidence, whether they would have changed it or not. Anyway, but they would have changed it not like Beis Hillel. But here, it's clear cut. I mean, although l'chatchila, he's not following archaeological evidence, so maybe you could say l'chatchila, you don't have to wear tchelas, but with the evidence, okay? No, but either way, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says here. A third discussion, yes, Rav Shechter always discusses, is regarding the Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam regarding the Seder HaParshios in the Tefillin, about what is the order. They agree on what's inside. There's a Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. That's why you have some people putting on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin after Shmon Esrei, after Davening. Of course, Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't wear Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. It's not really Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. but for other reasons, but it is some sheets in the Rishonim. So he quotes, the Bach writes in Orach Chaim, Lamed Daled Aleph, that he has a report from Eretz Yisrael that by the Kfura, the gravesite, the Kever of Yechezko HaNavi, the gravesite of Yechezko HaNavi, that these are the tefillin with the correct orders of the parashios. So, and his report was that Rashi's tefillin were there, so that's why we wear Rashi's tefillin. Of course, the Drisha disagrees with the Bach and says, yeah, but we're talking about a gravesite. So maybe that it was in a gravesite for a reason. They were done incorrectly, and they Hashmeshe Kedusha Digvarin, you can't throw them out. So therefore, it's a no-go. So it'd be a raya. You could say the Drisha doesn't hold from archaeological evidence. No, it doesn't show he doesn't hold from it. It just shows us the Yisod is. Even anyone who holds that archaeological evidence is acceptable, it has to be good evidence. So whatever good, we'll leave that to the the experts in the field. But whatever the Shaila is, if you have acceptable, and what some would say archaeological evidence is ever, it's a pseudoscience. But if those who say, who accept it, so they say as long as it's acceptable, it's good. So they, the Rav Shechter likes to bring, and there are other rayas, but he likes to bring these three rayas in the Gemara and Baba Basra regarding why didn't you find out about whether it's six on every corner or eight, the Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Mashman, maybe the Gemara would have, maybe they would have changed his shock, maybe they wouldn't have. Definitely Halacha L'maisa, well, not Halacha L'maisa today, but the Rambam writes Halacha L'maisa that if you, that even though he prefers Kodesh Vashem on two lines, but since Rabbi Lezer, according to the Kesef of Mishnah, saw the actual sit to the Kohen Gadol in Ron and it was on one line, so he says, b'dieved, it's okay. And that's the Machlokas Drisha and the Bach, whether they found Rashi's tefillin at the gravesite of Yechezko HaNavi, that's the Machlokas, whether you could, whether it's good archaeological evidence. But if it was good, everyone would agree. That's Rav Shechter Shita regarding the Tcheles, and now that we have the cuttlefish wasn't a good fish, but it was disproven. But based on archaeological evidence and everything else, so Rav Shechter is confident that the Tcheles we have today from the snail, the Murex trunculus, and he's confident he wears it. No one's that confident that they're going to wear woolen linen tzitzis at the same time. But he's confident that you should wear the Tcheles. And in fact, it's a separate chair, but he says better he holds that it is a Tcheles. So he says, now you have to wear it. Since you're optionally putting on the tefillin, perhaps we'll have to get into if one puts on the tefillin. According to Rav Shechter, without going into the details, it's a problem if you wear tzitzis today without the tcheles. It could be a problem about tigra diminishing from the Torah. Needless to say, Rav Shechter says one should wear the tzitzis with the tcheles on them.